from off the feet. For the place where thou stands is holy ground.
Holy ground. Holy ground. Yes, sir. Holy ground.
God is holy,
ain't
he?
Yes, yes, sir.
I ain't talking about sometime. I said all the time.
All the time.
God is holy.
Yes, sir.
How do you know he's holy?
Oh, yeah.
See, when you come in his presence, you're not coming God's house. I can't cuss.
No.
You can't cuss either.
No.
You can't fight in God's house. Because I heard it's the pillar of ground of truth. That's what I heard it in 1 Timothy 3:15. And not only that, you can't do anything you want to do up in God's house. We can't even eat up in God's house. That's why we got a kitchen back there for the eat that it is, you know. God's house is holy all the time. And I'm trying to tell you right now, we're not holy, but through Christ Jesus, we are made perfect in him through his blood that he shed on Calvary way back down 2025 years ago for you and I. We looked in the cup and said, nevertheless, let thy will be done. Let this cup pass me, but let thy will be
done. Thy will be done.
Let thy will be done. I'm going to go out here. Let me show you. I can't help but to preach it like I feel because it's so much up in here, but I can't do it all because it's time. So look what he said. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father.
Yes.
Skip that verse 6 and took verse 6, verse 7, verse 7 to verse 8. He said, I am come down. In other words, God stepped out of time.
Into time.
Into time.
Into time, pal.
He stepped out of eternity.
Into time.
And he said, deliver. How many of you know he's a deliverer?
Yes.
How many know that he's a deliverer you from something?
Yes.
How many know that he will make a door that ain't no door?
Yes.
Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good?
Yes.
He said, I'm the God of Abraham.
Yes.
The God of Isaac.
Yes.
And the God of Jacob. He says, Moses fought for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah cried for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel prayed for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't hearing me up in here. Can I preach it like a fool?
Yeah.
I say, God said, I'm the God of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
the God of Isaac,
yeah.
and the God of Jacob.
Yeah.
He began to work in a miraculous way for the children of Israel. Well, I'm trying to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hands. The Lord can work it out better than you can. The Lord will work it out better than you can. And God, I say, God.
My Redeemer
lives.
So that I know. My Redeemer
lives.
I can feel him
walking beside me
every day.
Every day along my way, oh Lord, I know.
My Redeemer lives. Share again. I know. Y'all get me happy now. Is there anybody out there with no doubt in your mind today that my Redeemer lives? Let me tell you this. I can feel him
walking beside me.
I can feel him
walking beside me.
I can feel him walking. Can I do in this every day?
Every day.
My Redeemer, my Redeemer, can you feel him move?
Oh, yes.
Down in your heart, he was there with you.
Oh, yes.
From the very start, he hears your voice,
oh, yes.
catches you before you fall.
I know.
hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent and Pastor Maurice Johnson, we welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T. As a reoccurring community announcement, Johnson Temple's Feeding the Hungry program will take place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. This program is free and available to anyone, regardless of income or status. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. As a church announcement, the Johnson Temple 2025 Women's Conference will take place Friday, August the 15th through Sunday, August the 17th. This year's Women's Conference theme is More. The service starts Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. The speaker on this night is First Lady and Evangelist Monica Leonard of Harvest Temple Ministries, Leesville, Louisiana. Saturday morning events start with an empowerment workshop. Registration is open at 8:30 a.m. and the registration fee is $25. Saturday services will conclude in the afternoon with a tabernacle service led by Apostle Dr. Francis Cuffey from Fort Washington, Maryland. Even though this is a women's conference, there will be special sessions for men led by Apostle Will Williams from Everett, Washington. The conference will conclude on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. with Apostle Dr. Cuffey being the Sunday morning speaker. The community is invited to come, be blessed, uplifted, and encouraged to obtain more in Jesus Christ. In today's broadcast, you will hear excerpts from a message rendered by Elder John Owens, an associate elder at the Johnson Temple Church. May God bless and keep you is our continual prayer.
Now, salvation is free. Jesus died on the cross for you and our sins. Now, that's free. But to stay saved, somebody ought to help me here. Woo! That requires something on our part. We must be willing to die from the flesh and the devil. You see, that's something that we got to be willing to do. You see, Jesus done paid it all for us. He hung on that cross. They nailed him. He hung his head and he died. 3 days he got up and he's ascended to heaven. Now, my brothers and sisters, we have to do something. We have to die, the Bible says, daily in order to continue to run this race. Hallelujah. In other words, we must be willing to give up everything. Somebody say everything. We must be willing to give up everything that is not like God. I don't care what it is. We must be willing to give up everything that is not like God daily. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says in Luke 14, 26 and 27, say, if a man come to me and hate not his father, woo, his mother, his wife, I don't hear nobody, your children, your sister, your brother, and yes, even your own self. Cannot be my disciple. In other words, nobody can go between you and God. Isn't that right? Not your mother, not your brother, not your sister, not your uncle, not your cousin, not your wife, not your husband. Can't nobody come between you and your relationship with God. A lot of times people want to tell you, you know, it don't take all that. Even in your own household will tell you that that's enough. That's more, you done all you need to do. But can't nobody ought to get in between you. You ought to help me this morning. Shouldn't nobody be able to get in between you and God? It should be so close. You should have such a relationship with God that you don't have no room. It shouldn't be no room for nobody else to get in between you and God. It should be God in the morning. It should be God in the evening. It should be God in the midnight. It should be God early in the morning. Somebody say, every time I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God. For saving me. He didn't stop there. He said, and whosoever do not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. In other words, we got to go through something, my sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. We got to gear up our mind that this not going to be a flower bed of Eve. The devil don't like you because you belong to God. And every chance he get, he's going to try to knock you down. But you got to have in your mind that I got to finish my race. No matter how difficult it gets. We must understand it. It costs us something to stay in this race. Sometimes nobody understands us. Understand God's plan and purpose for our life. Sometimes people don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. But you keep on doing what you're doing. If God told you to do it, then you keep on doing what you're doing regardless of who understand it. Matter of fact, sometimes they don't need to understand. Matter of fact, because sometimes you don't even understand it. Oh, I know I'm preaching this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Oftentimes, because of what God has called us to do, we have to stand by all by ourselves. Sometimes, do I have a witness in this house? Hallelujah. But even though those things go on, we cannot ever try to run this race like anybody else. You can't act like me, and I sure can't act like you. Hallelujah. I got to act like God has already ordained me that. You got to act like God has ordained you that. And when you get out of that, you get phony and fake. Because you don't know how to act like somebody else. Oh, I ought to have a witness in this house. You don't know how to act like somebody else. Matter of fact, if it had not been for God, you wouldn't even know how to act like yourself. I know I said something. Woo! You see, we have to run this race like God has ordained us to run it. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because there are people in different levels that need different people. And if you don't act like you ought to act, then you will never be able to reach the people that God has ordained it for you to reach. We got to stay in our race and finish this course. Hallelujah. Do you know that God chose us before the foundation of the world? According to Ephesians 1:4, it said, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It's the Holy Spirit. Somebody said the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to walk in holiness. It's not the way you look. It's not the way, it's not your pedigree that calls you to live holy. It's not your mama, it's not your dad, it's not your sister, it's not your brother. It's the Holy Spirit that allows you to live a holy and righteous life. And without the Holy Ghost, you would be nothing. Woo! The Holy Spirit that gives us power to walk in the holiness and to be blameless before the Father. And when the Spirit leads us to go into the world and encourage men and women to come to God, then we must do that. We must be like Jeremiah, the Bible says. He said that the voice of the Lord said, whom shall I send? And who shall go to for us? Then I said, then you ought to say, send me, I'll go. Do I have anybody in here who said, send me, I'll go. If you need somebody, send me. If you need somebody, encourage somebody, send me, I'll go. We must be willing to say yes to the Lord. Tell the Lord, yes, I'll go. Tell the Lord, yes, I obey. Tell the Lord, yes, I trust you. Tell the Lord, yes, I wait on you. Tell the Lord, yes, I do your will, Lord. But what I like about God, he don't leave us out there by ourselves. Isn't that right? He don't send us and say, you go and I'll wait on you over here. But when he sends you, he sent the power of the Holy Spirit to be with you. John 16:13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. In other words, God will not leave you in the dark. That's why, you know, people will say, when I didn't know this. The problem is that you don't know this because you don't listen to the... I'm finna get in trouble, ain't I? Because you don't listen to the voice of God and you're listening to your flesh. And you're confused about who is talking to you. But if you'll spend, I know I'm finna get in trouble. If you spend a little time with God, you'll know the difference. That's why we all messed up sometimes, because we don't know the difference between our flesh and God. Because we don't spend enough time with God, because we're busy. We're busy doing this. We're busy doing that. And most of the time, we're more busy in other folks' business. If you spend a little bit more time dealing with your own self and quit worrying about what Sister Susan and Brother Johnson is doing, then you will know the voice of God and you won't get trapped into the devil trap all the time. I got to finish this race. Woo! You see, our text picks up after chapter 11, where the book of Hebrews introduces us to what is real faith working in the lives of his people. Isn't that right? Because it starts out talking about now faith. It's the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Hallelujah. Now faith is what the old patriarch was commended for by God as they ran their individual race. One of the most important things chapter 11 lets us know is to enable us to continue in our race is we must have now faith. We must have now faith in God because without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. He didn't stop there. He said, for he that cometh to God, must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God means to make seeking God will our ways and his ways our number one priority. Everything else should be secondary. Seeking God should be number one in our life. When I wake up in the morning, that should be the first thing on my mind. When I lay down at night, that should be the last thing on my mind. All during the day, I should be thinking about Jesus. Hallelujah. All through the house, you ought to be praising him. All down the road, you ought to be praising him. All in Walmart, you ought to be praising him. Hallelujah. It should be your number one priority. Nothing else should be more important than placing God where he rightfully belongs in our life, which is number one. Matthew says it like this, 6:35-33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sometimes we got this thing backwards. We want the stuff to be added onto us before we see God. But God put it in right perspective. He says, seek me first. Because if you seek me first, then your thing won't overtake you and make you act funny and act crazy sometimes. Some of the reason why we can't get people in church is because they want stuff and not God. I'm glad that I want God. Anybody in this house want God? I want to seek God first so everything that he has for me will come to me and I can keep it. Woo! The book of Hebrews goes on to call out the name of the patriarch who utilized faith to finish their race. There was a great cloud of witness started out with the first family after the fall of Abraham, Adam and Eve. The Bible says, by faith, Abe offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Doing what is right and giving God the best is what will keep us on the right path as we run this race with faith. And I want to say that again because somebody might have missed that. Hallelujah. Doing what is right and giving God our best. Doing what is right and giving God your best. It's a sad thing to serve a mighty God and we just throw him with anything. Wait till the last minute, do everything for God. And then once we get have to do it, then we just throw it together and say, huh, God. Doing what is right and giving God your best. And I believe Abe gave God his best. But Cain, on the other hand, I believe that Cain gave him what he wanted to give him. And he didn't give it from his heart. And God said that I'm not pleased with you, Cain. And then it is something that when you do right, people get mad at you because God is blessing you because you're doing right and they doing wrong. All I can tell them is you do right and God will bless you too. Ain't that right? You do right and God will bless you too. Don't get mad at me because I drive an all right car. Don't get mad at me. Because I can get a suit every now and then. Don't get mad at me. Because I got a little change in my... Don't get mad at me. You can get it too. All you got to do is do right. If you just do what's right. And give God your best. Hallelujah. The second one. Walk by faith, the Bible said that Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And watch this. And was found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he said he had this testimony that I please God. We got to learn how to please God. He pleased God. Hallelujah. We are running this race, and our main focus is to please God. And when we seek to please God, God can translate us from one dimension to the next in our life. If we learn to please God, he can change. He can move us from one dimension to the other. One of the things, and my brothers and sisters, the reason why you still there in the same dimension for year after year after year after year, because you are not trying to please God. You are one of those people that is trying to please yourself. Check yourself. If you hadn't moved in 20 years, if you hadn't moved in 30 years, it's because you are trying to please yourself and you're not trying to please God. But when you learn